Hello, and welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Necropolitans, a Pathfinder campaign that goes wildly off the rails. Featuring Becca as Iris Rogstutter, Nathan as Jarl Bronson, Ollie as Makoa, and of course me, Shim, as the Dungeon Master. After a series of frankly silly nautical shenanigans, the undead adventurers arrive in the city of Azir and decide to steer clear of that whole lost city affair. Finally in control of their own fates, they begin the long, long walk across the continent in search of Jarl's master. Episode 29.
You somehow make that sound offensive.
One of your wings brushes the ceiling. And would you make me a reflex save?
We have that. Nope, we're not doing rock and roll today.
Okay.
Who's that on you?
One of the sort of crystalline things unfolds. And something latches around you. I feel like this probably counts as a light blade. It's sort of crystalline shard sort of thing, which it's like it's unfolded like a flower and then decided to try and swallow. It'll probably be one of your arms is probably what it's latched onto.
Okay.
Like somewhere between sort of Venus flytrap and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And would you roll initiative?
Yeah. So yeah, with light blades, what it is I get twice the damage dice.
Ah. So six total, and then whatever.
But what's my DR?
And you are grabbed.
I don't know if that ever comes my DR. Is it silver?
No, it's crystalline.
Cool.
I got a decent score. Unless.
Sorry, I failed to add you to the thing.
Okay. Get back on the PC so I can add myself to the
got Iris's long list of what a weapon is, depending on what it does to her, because it's blood. Bludgeoning does an extra, like, one or two damage. Cold iron does an extra one damage. Silver overcomes damage. So I can't remember what bludgeoning does.
Glass? I mean...
It is because her bones are brittle.
Oh, I need to get a monster token thing.
2 points damage for a bludgeoning weapon.
I'm just going to use this fest rock that I've got here.
Wait, so that isn't the... unfortunately, I have to use a separate character sheet because I don't like the way the Roll 21 does spells. Where did I put it?
Okay. Makoa, a crystal has suddenly attempted to eat your friend.
Oh, why? Okay. It seems like it's somewhat alive, so I'll throw a blindness at it. So, a fortitude save, please.
Where did it go? There we go. No.
Bland as fuck.
Bland. I'm bland.
Don't know how much that's going to do to this, but it's bland.
Fair enough. Anything else you'd like to do?
I'll get how far away from it am I? As like a rough guess.
Also remind me, you've got a long spear.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would actually be able to reach it because it's about 10 foot up in the air.
Okay, and is it kind of like attached to the wall?
It's actually looks like it's growing out of the wall. Like it's part of the wall.
Okay.
Maybe it's just very good at looking like that.
Yeah, I'll move to like within 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not already, and just kind of pause there.
Yeah, no trouble at all. Jarl.
I think I shall. I think magic missile. Yeah, that seems legit. Too legit. Yeah, let's do that. So that's okay. 3. 3d4 plus 3.
Nice.
Wherever I can find the button. One moment. Oh, lovely.
Nice.
Cool. Well, that's the last damaging spell I have left, so let's go.
Chunks of crystalline slash metallic something spray through the air as the bolts of force slam into it. Most of it appears to have collapsed. Anything else?
I cannot do anything else. Actually, let's move to the side.
Yeah.
That seems like a smart idea.
Okay. Right. The badly damaged thing attempts to continue nomming on Iris. So you take 5 being chewed damage.
Okay.
And 4 acid damage.
That good for a deal.
Nom nom nom. Delicious, delicious undead. Oh, wait.
Actually, you're probably... Yeah, I don't know, you're kind of human-y enough that you're probably still delicious.
Yeah.
You know what I should have done? I should have grappled it.
You need to get 10 feet in the air is the difficulty there.
Actually, that's a good point.
Also, Fruo grappled are confusing. However, I'm going to try and grapple it.
Okay. You're currently grappled.
Yeah.
So... should it have rolled to maintain grapple?
It should have, yes, actually.
It has grab and constrict. I can never remember how this works.
So grab means that when it hits a certain attack, it can make a grapple check and gives a bonus that's already should be in there to its grab. Then constrict just means that when it successfully makes a combat a grapple check, it deals the damage. Yeah. So you do need to make a maintain roll.
Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, my CMD is adorable, so...
Is adorable good or is adorable bad?
Adorable's bad.
Right,
it's 16.
Okay,
ooh.
Yeah, it rolled a 23.
Wizard has 20.
Do we just try and, or do we just try and claw back at it?
It looks very badly damaged.
We'll study it.
I wouldn't bother.
We won't study it. Oh, because I'm going to be losing quite a lot to hit, to be honest. How it is always blinded, isn't it? It is blinded, actually.
It is blinded.
We'll just try and blend it. Well, blend it. So I'm not studying. So what have I done with my stats? I really need to sort my attacks out at some point. However, for now, so I'm plus
what's
five.
The penalty for being blind? Is it minus two on top of losing dex?
Losing dex and then minus two. Yeah, it also minus two for being grappled.
Do you want to just roll a d20?
I'm on like plus three or whatever, but yeah.
You kill it.
Okay.
The minimum damage you can do is going to remove the last four hit points it has.
Nice.
And yeah, the AC you were aiming for was, I believe, eight. So
no.
At this point, with the stuff from blinded and grappled. Shards of weird crystal flower thing scatter, and Iris pulls herself free without too much hassle.
Perhaps let's try and avoid touching the walls, it seems. That was... That's
probably a good idea, yeah.
Could have gone worse. Thank you for your assistance.
Yeah, probably
that
wise.
That was the last damaging spell I had.
Right.
I'm sure that's fine.
Actually, no, I think I've jolted, so it's not that bad. I can do 1d3 damage.
So does anyone actually have spells left?
I have Featherfall,
no.
Hydraulic Push, Thunderstomp, and because of the whole my whole of changing my runic focus, I can't cast any of my second level spells.
I've got a crap ton of spells left.
Awesome.
I have no spells left.
Like I'm like fully loaded, pretty much.
Point him and click.
Yeah, it's fine. I've got knowledge as power, so I can basically be combat maneuver master.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you again, like you can see the glyphs warding. You've worked out, so especially because you take, you know, I assume you take a little bit of time to study this thing because that's what you do, Becca.
Yeah.
You reckon you've got a pretty good idea. How to spot these things now that you know what to look for. It's weird. It seems like some sort of strange combination of elemental and construct, maybe, but also kind of alive. But it looks made somehow. Something about it seems artificial.
Okay, we might just throw bits of it in the sack to look at later.
Yep. You can do that.
But that's definitely something to be careful of, because also they might have made different versions of this that do different things.
Indeed.
So if this was a defensive one, then there will be repair ones?
Possibly.
But they'll be more likely to be friendly.
Maybe. We can very easily be seen as a threat right now because we're walking and everything about this place is being set up to be their last bastion. They're probably just going to attack, have things set to attack first, ask questions later.
So, what next?
Still, we continue on just being more careful.
Yep, sounds like a plan.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that.
Why do you want us to do something different, Shim? And why do I feel like that's a bad idea?
No, I just want to make sure I'm not, like, narrating you into things. So, yeah, you continue cautiously making your way down the corridors. You reckon by this point, since night fell, it's probably been 4 hours, maybe?
Okay.
4 or 5, so about getting on for half the night, but not there yet.
Right.
So, did our fight attract any attention, or did it look like anything's changed since our fight?
Roll me a perception check.
Where did I put perception? Skills.
You can't discern any difference. You listen carefully, you can hear the faint stirrings of, faint winds making odd whistling noises around some of the carved bits of passageway. You can hear, your own movements. There's nothing that suggests anything is moving or stirring or changing. So unless there's any specific precautions you want to take before I narrate you on?
No. Go for it.
Okay. You continue. You've got this down at this point. You've got your detect magic on. You're avoiding glyphs of warding. There's still quite a few of those, but they're not all that difficult. They're not, it's like manhole covers, essentially. It's easy not to step in a manhole cover if you're trying not to.
Surprisingly, they are a bit more subtle.
Yes, indeed. Maybe there's a reason for it. I do miss the idea check from Call of Cthulhu.
Wisdom?
Sure.
Why? Because why couldn't I set intelligence? I was good at that.
To be fair, intelligence would potentially also work if it's the kind of thing Jarl would be actively trying to think out.
Would Jarl be thinking this out? Probably. He wants to understand psyche. So that would be something he might be doing.
Okay. Go for it.
That was only an 8.
So it seems like they weren't particularly bothered about their spells being detected.
So maybe triggering them is actually really, really bad. Or they had managed to achieve their goal and ascended to a higher plane of existence before it became really the necessity.
You're really obsessed with this whole higher plane of existence thing.
If we figured it out, there might be a way of using that to become human again. Isn't that something you desire? I guess you want to be an orc, but that's you. Wait, you are an orc.
Half orc.
Close enough.
Somehow make that sound offensive.
Okay, you continue. There's probably another couple of slightly awkward moments when, you have to move quite carefully through something, but, time, caution, it's going to work out. I'm just clicking on things, pay no attention to the GM clicking on things.
Right.
That's just a rule. Can't have everything open at once. Oh, that seems fun. Yeah, so it seems to go on for quite a long time. It's just winding round and round. It's definitely, it's essentially a big corkscrew. And just, as far as you can tell, they're just kind of identical bits of corridor. But eventually you find yourself emerging into a kind of a room, essentially, is what you're coming into. I mean, it's definitely a room and not a cave.
So it was kind of chiseled out.
No, this is very much architecture. So even though it's you know, a lot of the things are made from these formed gems, or not gems, but formed, you know, crystals. There's a notable difference between the thing you've been traveling through and this. There's sort of odd semi-divisions that are like very thin sheets of crystal that have grown out and been shaped in ways. So they're like kind of twisting glass walls. It's not a maze, but there's a slightly maze-like feel to it. As you walk through it, there's more odd furnishings. You assume there was maybe a purpose to some of this stuff. One of the glass walls is smashed, and you see lying amidst the ruins is a large thing that's reminiscent of the lightning pillar. It looks like it's come detached from the ceiling. Otherwise, the it's probably about 50 feet long, you would say. There's ranks of the sort of chair things that you found earlier around the walls, so it looks like maybe people could wait around this area, and then a further doorway with a vast copper some kind of door stands at the far end of the room.
This thing that's fallen off the ceiling.
Yeah.
Detect magic on it.
Okay. Yeah, it's got magic in it.
Is it just a magical light? So I guess enchantment.
No.
Okay.
Evocation. It's very much like the pillar.
Guys, don't touch the chandeliers. They could explode.
But Jarl,
I'm not finishing that. Gonna burst into Thea, but no, that's not happening. Yeah, we're not swinging from any chandeliers today.
Nice.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Oh dear me. Right. That's it. Does the one on the floor look like it's discharged at all? Or is it still accumulating magic on the floor?
It looks... it's got the latent magic in it, but it doesn't look like it's active in the same way that the one you tampered with earlier was.
Okay, so this is quite cool, because that means that the actual... There must be something that's draining all the magic out of the other plane. And then it's feeding it down cables of sorts to these kind of turret emplacements, where it then attacks.
Yes, Jarl, whatever you say, Jarl.
Now, that's two big inventions there. Draining the magic out of the environment, the giant lightning rod things, and then transferring magical energy from point A to point B, not through human beings, or elf beings, or half-orc beans and that kind of thing.
Oh, John, you're so inclusive.
So, I wonder if it can effectively absorb magic energy. If I picked it up and attempted to cast magic through it, could I get it to activate its power directed at the door, and we can use it to blow open the door? Because we could effectively turn it into like a giant magical battering ram.
Let's dial this back a moment to pick it up.
Right, yeah, that's probably a good place to start.
Okay, remind me your strength score.
12.
Okay. Would you like to touch the damaged, possibly powerful magical weapon that has fallen from the ceiling of the antediluvian civilization's war cave?
Would you put it like that? I really do.
I mean, maybe that was a loaded question. What I mean is, how would you like to approach lifting this object?
I'm just going to take a step back and not be in the same room.
Well,
yeah, see you later, John. Enjoy.
So, my solution to this would actually probably be floating disc.
I had a slightly different word there, which confused me.
Not a good thing to arm yourself with.
Mm.
What do you mean?
I think floating disc, you still have to get it onto the floating disc somehow.
Can't I manifest the floating disc underneath it?
Not sure. Possibly.
Let me see.
Again, for reference, this thing will be maybe 15 foot long and as big around as a person.
Okay, so I've got 5 caster levels, so it does it weigh less than 500 pounds?
That's maths. I'm going to say no.
Ah. Alas, might be too heavy for me.
Let's leave it be for now and jump or fly over it.
It's not in the way. I mean, it's just kind of lying there.
Yeah, fair. It's more just don't touch it, Charles.
Yeah.
I was trying to be smart and helpful. Mm. Have a magical battering ram. Do you know how much a normal battering ram costs?
One of these things dealt significant damage to you, and that one was damaged. And while this one's also damaged, it could be damaged in a different way.
So maybe it's damaged in a way that allows me to pump magic power into it, so it only attacks when I decide it to.
Yes,
that is oddly specific, and no.
Alas, you're probably right.
So, doors.
Okay. Right, so shall we open the doors?
Yes.
How shall we open
the reason why not?
Detect magic on doors first. That's probably a good place to start.
They are, perhaps interestingly, not significantly magical.
That's not a good sign.
They've got like the same kind of ambient traceries of magic through it that practically everything here seems to have, but they're not loaded with magic.
Can anyone go incorporeal and poke their head through the door?
No.
To be fair, if it's not magical, this means we're obviously heading in the wrong direction. Because it seems to be getting more and more magical the closer in we get. So if suddenly it goes unmagical, we're heading the wrong way.
You're still heading down.
Hmm. To be fair, if it's not the right way, if I open the door and nothing happens to me, we know it's the wrong way. But if we open the door and something happens to me, we're still going the right way. So even if something does happen to me, we are going the right way.
I feel like nobody got this, like, is following this train of thought.
Say again. Go again. Slower.
Okay, so, as we're getting closer and closer through the city, towards this kind of obvious prize of this magical tunnel of theirs, the amount of magic has effectively been increasing. So initially it was just like the lone towers on the outskirts, and then eventually it's been sepia snake signals? Sigils.
Yeah.
And now, and then it was animated creatures. So now all of a sudden we're in this room and there's defensive chandeliers, but the door leading out the room is not magical. Which seems a bit of a cognitive dissonance if you consider from their kind of perspective of protection, protection, protection.
Unless they were trying to lock the magic out. Maybe what these people were scared of was magic.
Da, da, da.
Then again, considering the things around were magic structures.
Yeah. Well. You said the doors are copper, right?
Yep.
If I jolt it, that's electricity. Copper is a conductor.
Yep.
What happens?
Nothing.
Maybe not enough voltage. No, that wouldn't make a difference because the resistance would be low enough, so it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, shall we just open the door?
We can try.
Don't say it like that. That's
fatalistic.
I still don't have a 10-foot pole. We need to buy a 10-foot pole, by the way, guys.
Might have one
in the loop. I don't think we've bought one. It was one of those things I think I was considering buying. I never actually did. Oh well. I shall push the door open.
Okay. You place your hand, I assume, on the door or something you're holding.
Nice knowing you guys.
And there is a very faint sound of metal touching metal, and the door swings open without any other sound. It feels approximately as heavy as a feather.
Well, that's a well-oiled door. That's a well-oiled door.
It swings open wide and perfectly, and you see something else is coming round in what might be some sort of counterbalance mechanism.
Oh.
Okay. Can I grab my door and stop it from opening any further?
Absolutely. It takes no effort whatsoever.
And the counterbalance door thing?
Yeah, that just stops.
Okay, I'm going to leave it here, and I'm going to take out the chalk, and I'm going to mark the exact position the door is in.
Okay.
On the ground, just so we know that if it moves at any bit, there was something that passed by that may have brushed the air, must have pushed it, because it's quite light.
Seems fair.
Sounds like a plan, guys?
Yeah.
Cool, then we shall head in.
Okay. You head in. Beyond is something that looks like this. It doesn't look like this. It's made of strange crystalline stuff and bronze, but it otherwise looks like this. Can you actually see it?
Yep. The weird staircase.
Yeah.
Is the floor made out of bronze?
There. Yes.
Shall I electrocute it? Because bronze is yet another conductor.
What is your obsession with electrocuting everything?
I can't be hurt by electricity.
This is true.
So, should I? Should I not?
I guess you can try it.
Okay. You see the sigils around the edge of the room glow faintly.
Okay. These are these sigils?
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys. What do you think?
Well, the room seemed to like you electrocuting it.
Should I keep doing that?
Or maybe it didn't like it.
Maybe I was powering it up and it was draining my power.
Is that necessarily a good thing?
Nope. Not whatsoever. What's the reverse of electricity? Right, so we have two options here. I could keep electrocuting everything, or we could walk out into the center and up those stairs. Because everything's quite bronze. So maybe if I kept electrocuting things, it might activate something.
Do we want to see what's here before we activate whatever it is?
What's the idea?
Yeah,
why,
that was
why would
point.
You want something like that?
I feel like that we had an opportunity to ruin all the DM's hard work, prep work.
Sorry, ignore me.
Oh dear.
Opens more tabs.
Right, okay, so let's go have a look at these tiles, these sigils, because read magic.
Okay.
Read magic after I have identified, tried to cast detect magic and see if there's snakes in the sigils.
They are not snake sigils.
Cool.
They are something else.
Spellcraft?
Go for it.
Or Arcana?
It's gonna be fairly hard.
Arcana or is it Spellcraft?
Whichever one is used to identify. Let's start with Spellcraft.
Is it going to be one we're going to need detect magic for? Or can Iris do it?
You can have it a shot. I mean, there's glowing and stuff happening.
And can I study the glowing as well? So.
Okay, so that's
20. That's even without studying. Yeah.
Okay, so that's 20. That's a 30 altogether. Because I'm just stacking your assists, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The all of these glyphs seem to do the same thing, is the first thing you notice. Or at least be part of the same thing. When you electrocute the floor, the power seems to be absorbed into these glyphs. And you are detecting conjuration, teleportation.
Okay.
Would you like to make an... You can't do engineering, can you? You don't have engineering.
No.
Would you like to make me a very difficult Arcana roll?
Okay. How do people wish to assist me?
I'm just going to assume whoever rolls highest is the one being assisted.
Oh, well. That was dreadful. Yet again, a 5.
That's pretty good. And again, you've got time to spend on this. So,
take 10?
Yeah, let's just say you take 10. In which case... tell me.
So 28, 32 again.
Okay. Actually, are you doing anything or are you just observing?
Well, I detect magic, read magic, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of trying to work out what is going on here, are you trying to do anything with them or are you just trying to examine them?
Well, my options to do anything with them revolve mainly around touching them.
Okay, are you going to touch them?
Becca, Iris, am I allowed to touch them?
Don't reach on flying, but sure.
There's a reason why I'm asking this.
Yeah, I know. Charles would definitely touch them as he explores them. But he wouldn't do it if he had been banned from it by Becca, by Iris. That would be the only reason he wouldn't do it.
I'll also be watching close in case he needs to yank you away suddenly. But she'll let you touch stuff you need to.
Okay, in which case, you are taking 10.
Uh-huh.
For reference, if you had decided you were just going to look at them, you would have been taking 20. Because there is not a downside chance of failure. So, you don't activate anything unwise because you've got really high scores. Because you have a preposterous bonus to that.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with it. Because that means I can throw civilizations from tens of thousands of years before anything you've ever heard of at you, and you can still deal with them. This is... I mean, you've been sort of been when you were being taught some stuff, Jal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, examples of magic items of various kinds, some of them quite powerful, were shown to you either because your mistress had them or your mistress took them to places where there were such things for you to examine. You know, it's just part of the education.
Well, she was a tomb raider of sorts in the Siren.
Oh, yeah, that was it, wasn't it? Assyrian. So,
Assyrian.
Or a siren or whatever it's called, yeah. So, yeah, between that and, you know, museums and magical academies or wherever else she might have taken you to, you know, her mate's place that has a big posh magic thing. Yeah. You've encountered stuff like magic carpets, those... chests that you use for secret chest, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You're getting the sense that this is a teleportation device.
Hmm.
What is interesting is there doesn't appear to be any kind of interface as such. There's no levers, there's no dials, there's not even, like with the ramp upstairs, there's not even intricate little spells that look like they're supposed to be interacted with.
Hmm. This is not good. Your thoughts, guys? Team?
Hmm.
I'm just sort of following you on this.
I'd say that's normally an unwise opinion.
Well, listen, I'm ready to yank you away if, yeah. You are the one who likes to say this sort of stuff. Like, I as a person just rather just, like, leave it be. But.
Well, I'm touching it. It's not doing anything. Therefore. And read magic hasn't really indicated much. Is there any other magical writing of sorts in this place?
There is not.
On the central pedestal,
mm-hmm.
What was there again?
That thing.
Yeah.
That's actually stairs.
Just stairs leading to a different room.
That's the room you came from was at the top of the stairs.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Right.
Make me that check if you want. The working things out check.
The intelligence one.
Mm. And I will give you a hint.
Woo! 24.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What reasons might there be to have a device that doesn't seem to have any way of interacting with it and only responded when you channeled magic into it?
Because the control thing is magic. Unless you had to put electricity in certain places which caused it to trigger. Am I overthinking
that? It occurs to Joel, maybe you're overthinking this.
Right. Maybe. I keep going back to the idea that it looks at your kind of species and then allow that, or it kind of appears.
For what it's worth, you did not discern any divination magic.
Okay. Wait a second. Let me think.
Everyone else is welcome to chip in if you have ideas.
So I have prestidigitation. Can I use that to replicate different elements, even though they're not specifically like rare frost, that kind of stuff? Just the kind of
very, very minor level, sure. Because presumably you need to be able to warm things and move things and stuff.
Yeah. So I'm going to attempt to use prestidigitation to add heat energy to the floor.
Okay. It's a very small quantity of heat, but you do... Are you going to do it in a short period? Just a quick burst? What's the plan?
For about 2-3 rounds.
Yeah, you sense a very faint increase in the glowing of the sigils.
Okay, I'm going to try a frost replicator thingamabob.
Same.
Alright. What other low-level spells do I have?
I mean, I have Ray of Frost, so I can just keep Ray of Frosting the floor whilst you try different things.
Okay, yeah, you keep Ray of Frosting the floor. Acid Splash only conjures acid, so that's not really magical. Flare, that's a burst of light, that's probably not the right thing. Potentially mending. I could just hit the floor with mending again and again and again. No, I'm just going to keep jolting. I'll keep jolting. You keep rare frosting. Becca, Iris, if you keep like jumping up and down.
No, thank you. No, I'm not going
to. She doesn't have legs right now.
Well, that's why I said don't click your heels together and imagine yourself in a different place.
I'm just going to keep... I like to think that when you guys are ever doing your wizardy stuff, Iris just floats around, keeping an eye out for any dangers.
Okay. Are you doing this channeling things into the floor plan? Is that what's happening?
Yep.
Okay. The glowing of these sigils increases very gradually. It builds and builds and builds until it would be blinding, but, you know, undead. And you feel the sense of if you had stomachs, they would drop out from under you as teleportation happens.
So it's a fixed one-way teleporter. Well, maybe two ways, but it was a fixed
directional teleporter.
There is precisely one way to interface with this room, and that is to use magic to...
See, I was thinking that it might have been like a Stargate kind of thing, where you did certain sigils, it would go to a certain place.
I feel like I already did that with the ramp.
True.
That was what was happening, by the way.
Ah, right. That makes sense.
Oh.
I honestly thought it was like a labyrinth of sorts, and I got myself trapped, and there was a one way up, and I hadn't figured it out.
It was not one way up. Different paths would have taken you to different parts of this. Would have changed the ramp so that it was connected to do different parts of it.
Right. Okay.
So, I think you being temporarily disembodied in the void mid-teleport is an excellent place to pause this session.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh boy.
Cliffhanger or what?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh no.
And I mean, if any of you can't turn up to next session, we know what happened.
Oh boy.
Well, we could just accidentally get left out and get flung to the back to the entrance.
You can be conveniently teleported to whichever room you turn up for again.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, well, thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm going to have to put some combat in sooner or later.
Yeah, we smashed a crystal thing.
It's true, but I know Iris likes killing things.
Yeah. mainly because that's the only thing, because as a martial character, I can't do magic. But again, I do have good knowledge, so I can be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next level, become a wizard.
Do you have do people have access to put things in the folder?
Yes, I think so.
Believe so.
Which folder?
Cool.
Is it?
The Necropolitan's folder.
Oh, the drive.
Yeah.
Could
you drop me some kind of approximation of character sheets in the new character sheets folder?
Yeah.
A folder called test just appeared, so I'm guessing yes.
Yep.
I'll need to look at my... Cause I think I've managed to mess up my sheet slightly, so I need to sort that out.
Doesn't matter. Just something so I've got a rough idea of what stuff you can do, because I should really... Since I'm making this all up anyway... I could try and make it up to be a bit more tailored to stuff people actually have.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
Seems reasonable.
It'll probably just be a written kind of record because I've got it across about four different programs.
Yeah, that's fine. It's literally like, even if it's just a case of can cast these spells or these types of spells, have these skills, you know, that will be adequate.
Fair. Because Iris basically can blend, can technically grapple, she just never does.
But, you know, especially in terms of stuff like spells that give you unusual capabilities or skills that you do or do not have that you have to be trained for, I can kind of try and steer things, you know, not necessarily immediately, but in the slightly longer term towards your strengths. Because I don't want to be throwing loads of things in which you struggle to interact with.
No, yeah, that's fair.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, well, that was interesting. But, yes, next time, something a little different, I think.
Yeah, we'll have to see where we're heading.
Well, that seems to be a good place to pause for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Librarians and Leviathans. You can find us, should you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. Hyphenated, because we're not barbarians. Watch out for the glyphs of wording, obviously. The Pathfinder role-playing game is property of Paizo Publishing. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetna, and the episode theme is Constancy, Part 3, by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.